Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's best educational website. We always like to start out with a representative, usually Dave Lepper. So Dave is joining us with a very proud and happy moment for us folks here at Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Joining Dave is my beautiful wife and partner, Cheryl, and the recipient of the Blarney Stone Broadcasting Scholarship.
Yes. Glad to have Haley Eichhorn here today. She's from Roscommon. She'll be starting at Kirtland this year. And I'm going to let her tell you about herself and why she's doing this, but she was the recipient of the Blarney Stone Broadcasting Scholarship.
Great sunglasses.
Thank you. So basically, I'm really interested in business. Both my parents own businesses. My dad, a construction business. He started when he was really young. My mom, a cleaning business. And now they're opening a car wash in Roscommon.
Cool.
So I spend most of my time there. But the entrepreneurship has just always really inspired me. And I hope to own it. One day open like my own little boutique somewhere in a small little town. So
yeah, well, that's wonderful. That's why Cheryl created the scholarship in honor of her mom and our business. And it's great to see somebody local with the entrepreneurial spirit that fostered us to buy these stations a number of years ago. So congratulations. Did you just graduate from Roscommon High?
Yep, I just graduated.
Cool. So what was COVID experience? You know, you kind of had a real year this year as opposed to your junior year.
Yeah. Unlike anybody else, I missed 57 days of my senior year. I have chronic migraines. I definitely have like a burden when it comes to health problems. So getting the scholarship, obviously, because I can't work all the time. That's why I work with my parents.
Uh-huh.
It's been such like a grateful opportunity to me because it's just taken that like weight off my shoulders. And it's just like opening my horizon. So I'm really grateful.
Have you already enrolled for the fall term?
Yes.
And you have your classes?
Yes.
So tell us your schedule.
I'm all online. All my business classes are online.
Cool.
But, yeah, I only have 2 classes each semester, but a total of 14 credits.
Gotcha. Yeah, go ahead. I know Cheryl wants to say something.
No, I just wanted to thank David Lepper because he's the one that brought the foundation to my – I mean, I serve the foundation board, but a scholarship opportunity to Blarney Stone. And we're so proud to be able to offer that to you because Kirtland is truly one of the most important assets in the region, offering, you know, education at a phenomenal facility in a rural area. So I actually invite everybody to participate in donating some money to the foundation and creating a scholarship because you're going to go on and forward my legacy, which I'm excited to do.
Having never had a daughter.
So, you know, it's exciting to meet the students like this that get our scholarships and really see, you know, what they're going to do, what their goals are and everything. So thank you, Haley, for joining us today.
Thank you, David, for what you do as the director of the foundation because you have made a huge impact in this region and you continue to grow it. And that's thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
No, it's we see a lot of students in here. We see a lot of successful career people who have gone through the Kirtland program. And it's exciting to see young people wanting to work hard, advancing their careers, and stay in Northern Michigan. That is really the centerpiece of what I think the Kirtland Foundation is providing, Dave.
And I think, you know, as I always say, we don't want money to be the reason you aren't pursuing your dreams.
Right.
So check us out.
Yeah, go to kirtland.edu. They are still enrolling for fall. Trade programs are so essential. We were talking yesterday to a couple people that came out to our live broadcast and the lack of electricians. We need people to get into electrical work. So, Haley, you might think about that. Anyways, and I know there's a lot of money at Kirtland to get kids or adults that want a career change into trades.
Yes, I think, you know, the opportunities are there. I think people just have to come check us out, especially with our new facilities.
Yeah.
They're great.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we'll be opening up the final new building end of August. So come check us out.
Yeah, and we're going to be – our next guest is going to be from the Big B Coffee that's going into Kirtland.
Yeah.
So let's get caffeinated. All right, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back, and congratulations again to Haley.
Yeah.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Gravestone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivered a delicious breakfast. Yeah, I will be live, absolutely live, at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord this afternoon from 3 to 6, and the entire show will go live, including the registrations to win the Fabiano Fridge and Spirits of the North. So you got to be on hand. A lot of people have been trying to win that Fabiano Fridge. This is a great opportunity to come out to Iron Pig Smoke, and whoever is in the crowd that day will win the Budweiser swag pack and be registered to win the fridge. And the same thing with our Spirits of the North. Yeah, we haven't decorated it yet. I know, Sean. Welcome back to Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And Sean Witherspoon is joining us, who's the brand new store manager at the Big B Coffee that has just opened at Kirtland Community College on 4 Mile. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been in the coffee business before?
Well, I'm just a barista. That's my boss. She's in charge of it. But yeah, I'm new to it. I started when we opened up in April. I applied for the position. And it's something that is, it's been described, and I agree with it, as a morning bartender.
Yeah.
Is really what it is.
Well, it's part, you know, there's a little bit of art. I know baristas, you know, that term got started with Starbucks, and a lot of people, most of them take it very seriously.
Yes, it is a very, very serious, it's becoming like a profession,
right.
An artisanship almost.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I haven't super gotten into yet because, like, I just started, but I've done a lot of, you know, browsing on the internet and seen a lot of people who, like, their life and blood is coffee and how they pull shots and how long they do it and how coarsely they ground their beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coffee will taste different depending on how coarse you grind it or how fine you grind it. I was having this discussion with somebody yesterday. It's funny you brought it up, Sean. I love the smell of ground coffee. You know, I grind my own beans every morning, and that smell is great. And then when you brew it, it doesn't smell the same. You know, it's a weird thing. You'd think that the coffee would smell like it is, but when it's brewing, it smells completely different.
Yeah, it is strange how it does that, and, like, that's one of the best perks about working there at the Big B is we have all the different coffees. That's the first thing you smell every morning is brewing fresh coffee. So,
you guys have iced coffees, and I know Big B is just as famous, especially here in Northern Michigan, as Starbucks. They do a great job. Do you guys have the iced coffees? Give us a little rundown of your coffee menu.
So we have our specialty lattes. You can get those hot, iced, or frozen.
Right.
Frozen is always my favorite just because, you know, I'm a young kid and I like sugar.
Yeah, yeah. I want a little whipped cream on that.
Yes. And then we also, for people, because not everyone likes coffee, we also have they're called cream freezes, which is essentially, it's like a smoothie.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be like... we have, like, the mango cream freeze. Our one right now that we have is called the Orange Dream Cream Freeze.
And I bet you that's
just like a
creamsicle.
Yep,
yeah.
Orange creamsicle. It's great.
Yep. You have the teas, too, the chai latte and that?
Yeah, we have our chai, and then we also get our teas from a place called Fraser Tea,
mm-hmm.
and they're all organic, and it's a Michigan company, and it's some of the best tea that I've ever had in terms of, like, actual, with the tea sachets and all that.
I'm very into chai lattes. I think they're fabulous, and they're kind of healthy for you, too.
Yeah.
Kind of, depending.
It's better than other things.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And then what about, like, I know you guys have the bagels and the sandwiches and that stuff.
Yeah, we have, we call them bragels.
Right.
It's a bagel to brag about.
Well, Cheryl loves them. The bagel, the turkey, everything bagel.
Yeah,
that's a great sandwich.
Yeah, we have, three different types of bagels all the time. That's our sausage, egg, and cheese. Our ham and cheese, and then the turkey Havarti.
Right.
And then right now, as a part of, like, our for the summer, we have what's called a Hawaiian bagel, and that has ham, cheese, cream cheese, and pineapple on a French toast bagel.
Woohoo!
The French toast bagel is so good.
Got it. We got to be. You should have brought one in.
I know. I should have stopped at work before I came in and grabbed some for you.
It's fabulous. So, what are the hours of the Big B Coffee at the 5 Mile Kirtland Community College?
We are open from 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. No weekends because college is closed.
Right.
But, public is welcome, of course. It's not just for students.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of folks, you know, from the all the lumber and wood products right on the road there. That seems like a caffeinated business
yes.
to me.
We have quite a few regulars that come in. As soon as they walk in the door, we're already making their drinks, getting them out ready for them.
There you go. All right, Sean Witherspoon, the barista, the brand new barista at Bigby Coffee at the Kirtland Community Campus on 5 Mile Road. Thanks for joining us and best of luck. Have
Thank
fun.
Thank you so much. Have a great
day. All right. We're back after these words from our fine partners at Kirtland from our fine partners here on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. An Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered a wonderful breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Joining me in studio is Citizen of the Decade Terry Totti and Selena Laskowski, who runs the daycare center out at the Lutheran Church, which has been just a massive success. Selena, how are you?
I'm good.
So tell us a little bit about how the daycare, what have we been open now, just over a year?
It'll be a year end of August.
Okay. And I know you guys saw the need for it in the community, but did you ever really think that it would be as successful as it is right out of the gate?
Oh, we were hopeful. Yep. It's been fantastic. We doubled our capacity. We added our infant and toddler program. Everything we set out to do, we did. Our numbers are good. We're not hurting for kids. Staffing's been a struggle.
That's why we're in here today, is we'd like some additional staff.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are you looking for as far as assistance at the Mount Hope Lutheran Daycare Center?
Anyone who loves kids.
Okay.
Kids, working with kids, teaching kids, taking care of kids. We always have room to grow. We hope to increase our programming for the fall, and we kind of stopped that just because of a staffing shortage.
Right.
We're not the only ones. Everyone's been hit hard with that.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's the biggest complaint that I hear day in, day out, everywhere I go. And I know when we were talking when I was out at the last food truck about it, you'd even take part-timers, maybe some teachers who are just off school until they go back in September, you know, throw a few hours, you know, and help out the kids.
Yep, absolutely. Definitely looking at that. We're hoping to get volunteers back in the building now that they've lifted some of our restrictions with COVID. Definitely looking for some help.
Okay. So how do they give you the help? How do they get a hold of you?
They can message us through our Facebook page. They can call us, stop by.
What's the phone number there?
989-348-7709.
Okay. 989-348-7709 for the daycare center at Mount Hope Lutheran Church, which is just a beautiful place. And the kids, it's such a joy to see them. They're so happy. You know, I know life has been tough, but it's got to be great to go to work every day.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they were impacted at all.
No.
Even with the mask mandate, you could still see their smiles.
Yeah. That's so cool. And Terry Totti is joining us, of course, because we have another food truck coming. Dun da da da.
Yes, we do. Tomorrow. Estimated distribution time is 11 o'clock, but our truck will probably be there early. So as soon as the truck's there and unloaded, we start distributing.
Okay, so line up maybe 9?
Yeah, I'd say by 9.
Okay, so, and it's the same organization as we've been doing now, that nobody gets out of the car.
Nope, it's a drive-through.
Yep, do we have enough volunteers?
Well, we can always use more.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't make it this Saturday.
No. That's why you got your Coney sauce early, right?
Yeah, you brought it. I didn't ask for it. I appreciate you bringing it. So you're going to have hot dogs and Coney's for
No. They're just for the workers. We can't let everybody inside yet.
Okay. But that still means if you volunteer, you can get some of Terry's famous Coney's as your reward, other than the love of Christ and the blessings that are provided when you do good for your fellow citizens out of the goodness of your heart.
That's the best thing.
Hint,
right
hint,
there.
push.
That's the best thing right there.
Yeah.
You don't realize that feeling until you get through doing the truck.
No, I 100% agree. So, but those in you don't even have to show need of the food to get a food pickup.
Right.
Just be a Crawford County resident.
Right.
And you, what are we letting people pick up for up to three
if
families?
If they've got IDs.
Yeah.
They have to have an ID for the other people to pick up.
Right. So you can, if you have a neighbor who has difficulty getting out on their own. If you bring their ID, that means you could pick up for yourself and for them.
Right.
And the amount of food and the variety of food that the food truck has been bringing has been spectacular.
We buy those trucks
and
the church does. We don't take the free trucks, so
no.
We get the better stuff.
Oh, I know. When I helped box up the stuff, I couldn't believe the short ribs and salmon, and I'm like, wow.
There was even some lobster tails in there. We get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just fabulous, the trucks we've been getting.
Well, I'll make sure that we text and we'll keep Roadrunner on talking about it until the delivery is going. You can text me and tell us when you want to bring it to a halt.
Well, usually we're done by 12 or a little after.
Yeah, it's been that way, but, you know, sometimes there's a lag and it looks like there's not enough people are going to come and get the food and then... All of a sudden they come.
Roadrunner gets on and helps us.
Yeah, I know.
He's the greatest.
I know, because I told him to do it.
The boss told him, we got to do it. No,
like I said,
great.
It's the easiest thing in the world to tell people they can come and get, they don't have to go and buy groceries this week. They can come by the food truck at Mount Hope Lutheran Church, which is right at the business loop just down south from Grayling High School.
Across from the animal shelter.
Across from the animal shelter.
Yeah.
So you can start lining up at 9. Says we might be I'd say if the truck's coming early, you'll be start
by 10 or
10, 10:30, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry, thanks so much. And Selena, thanks so much for all the work you're doing with the kids. For those of you out there that have some free time on your hand and you want to see some smiling children's faces, then go to the what is the actual title of the Facebook page, Selena?
Crawford Asabo Daycare.
Crawford Asabo Daycare, and lend some helping hands to the children in Crawford County. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivered us a delicious breakfast. As you just heard there, we were talking about Riverfest. Well, Riverfest starts tomorrow with two events that we have missed last year. We've got the car show and the traditional pancake breakfast. Jill Scarzo is with us to kick off the pancake breakfast tomorrow from 7 to 10. It's good to have it back. Hi, Jill.
Hi, thanks.
So, in the past, there have been so many people that come to this the pancake breakfast. It's crazy.
Well, actually, this is something kind of new for us. They've done the ice cream social every year during the marathon. And a couple years ago, some of the people in the car show asked if we would do a breakfast. So that's what we're doing.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people here for the car show. So they'll be very hungry. And they get here early. So 7 a.m. is going to be good.
Yeah, 7 to 10 a.m. they can come to the Spruce Street entrance at Mickelson. And for only $7 a person, you get sausage, fruit, and all the
pancakes
you
can eat. Seven nuts. So, and all the proceeds are going to River House, the Baby Toddler Closet, and the Christian Help Center Food Pantry.
Yes, they are.
Great causes.
All the materials and everything has been donated, so 100% of the proceeds will be distributed to those three groups. And I just want to put in a little plug for the River House Resale Shop that's open on M72.
Right.
And the Baby Toddler Closet is the first and third Thursday of the month from 11 to 3 in the Mickelson basement.
Right.
And then, of course, I think most everyone knows where the Crawford County
Health Center, sure.
The Help Center
is. Terry works at the Help Center. And that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to 3. And
right.
I know we have a lot of food there right now, so... any of those that are in need of help with their feeding their families, all they have to do is fill out a form, and they can be on a monthly schedule.
Okay.
So, the pancake breakfast. So, all you car cruisers and the folks that are going to be walking the streets of Grayling, you can get all the pancakes you want with fruit and sausage for just $7. You can eat there. We'll have the tables out on the
Inside.
Inside. It's going to be inside, okay.
Mm-hmm. In our dining room.
Right. or they can take it to go.
I'm sure they can. Yes, we're providing takeout dinners as well.
There, takeout breakfast.
Breakfast. I'm so used to the dinner.
No, it's okay. I think it's cool. So anyways, Jill Scarzo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the pancake breakfast tomorrow at Mickelson Memorial United Methodist Church from 7 to 10. That's right on Michigan Avenue. Everyone knows where Mickelson is.
Right.
All
right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jill. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Butch Weaver, musician extraordinaire. Although, are you guys going to perform?
No.
I still have my Nameless and Shameless t-shirt.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Save that. It's a collector's item.
It sure is. Especially if there's never going to be a repeat performance from Nameless and Shameless.
There you go.
But we're having the Frederick Music Festival.
Well, we are having music in the park. We're not actually having the festival this year.
Right.
Just decided we would try to do something so people didn't forget about us.
Right.
You know, and so we, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we have two bands that are going to play through the night, Lemon Frog and Main Street.
Okay. We know the Lemon Frog band.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they do a lot of work for veterans.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, they seem to be pretty good. I've only got to hear them online, but
they're a really good bunch of guys. They do a thing in the spring where they play a number of concerts in and around Alpena, and they raise all these funds necessary items for veterans that are in hospitals.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a really neat program we've been helping them out with for 5 or 6 years. But they're a good band.
Yes.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And who was that? Main Street is the other band?
Main Street. I believe they're made up of people from Grayling, Roscommon area.
Mm-hmm.
And they've played at the festival in the past, and they're pretty good. Classic rock.
So this starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay.
7 to 10:30.
Right at the park there, downtown.
Eagle Park, which is, it's where we've been having the festival. It's over by the town hall of the old elementary school, if you know Frederick. If you go to the other park, you'll still figure out where the one is. Frederick's a big town.
It is.
It's huge.
Yeah, well, the festival is, we've always had it at the park there where the little bit of the playground is and everything else next to the swamp, right?
Yes. We moved it a few years back over to Eagle Park just for the parking and the room because we actually kind of outgrew the park, which is great. And so now I'm supposed to put a plug in for, we're putting in a pavilion slash stage over at Eagle Park.
Oh, cool.
And we have the grant from the DNR, I believe, and we are doing a fundraising golf outing on September 11th. And if people are interested, they should contact Shelley Meyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have Shelley Meyer in later on this summer and promote the golf, the fundraiser.
Yes.
Butch, I'm assuming there is no charge for the music in the park?
There is no charge. Of course, we will always take
donations.
But no. Actually, we had a sponsor, Driven Grow, up in Great Frederick. They're paying for the bands.
Cool.
And we also have... Todd Tompkins, I think he picked up a bunch of hoodies for us to sell.
Cool.
So are we
having any food or beverage trucks? Because with that, it used to be a part of the festival.
Yeah, actually, that grew to be quite a big deal for us. Well, we don't have no food trucks this year, but I do believe the Parks and Rec will be selling hot dogs, and I think the fire department might be doing something, but I'm not.
So people are allowed to bring coolers and chairs and all that to enjoy the free live music.
Exactly, and that's what we want.
Them
to enjoy it.
Yeah, the musical Little Hamlet of Frederick continues to offer free tunes during the summer.
Exactly. So far, so good.
Butch, great to see you again, man.
Well, Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow with the music at the park in Frederick.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, I'll make sure I'll mention it on the JC in the Afternoon show.
Thank you.
That might help.
I will. Sure.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivered us a delicious breakfast. We are back here on Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, and there is some other music festivals happening this weekend. One of them is the Houghton Lake Blues Festival, and we have the headliner for Saturday, Jake Kirscher, on the phone with us. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, ready to play.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much you got done last year in COVID. I know you probably did some smaller shows, but I'm sure you got to be excited to get back at it and performing live in front of audiences.
Oh, you betcha, man. We didn't do a whole lot during COVID because it just knocked everything out in the music industry, but I wrote a lot of songs, and we just yesterday, I think, finished recording my debut album. So good things are happening right now for me.
Well, yeah, well, you know, I've seen your act for a while now, a very, very talented blues guitarist and singer. I remember introducing you to Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Kenny had a lot of great things to say about you. So, I mean, that's a few years ago. Finally getting a full album done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a work in progress, I think, since late 2018. And it's been a real growth, but the songs are turning out just how I want them, and I'm real proud of it. So I'm excited to get it out there for some people to listen to.
So I'm assuming that you'll be featuring some of those new tunes on Saturday.
Yes, I would say almost 80 to 90% of those tunes will be on the show on Saturday. So if you want to hear a good chunk of the new album, come on out and listen to it.
Houghton Lakes Blues Festival, it has a Facebook page, so if you want to check out the performances for today. So it's happening at the Houghton Lake Chamber of Commerce, which is at 1625 West Houghton Lake Drive. Gates open at 6 o'clock today. Downriver Dan is performing at 7. And your buddy Aaron Coburn is playing at 8:30, Jake.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll play with her for quite some time.
Yeah, she's great. And then on Saturday, the gates open at 3 o'clock. Lynn Callahan is at 4. The Sweetwater's Blues Band is at 5:30. Broken Arrow at 7. And then Jake is playing at 8:30. Tickets are $20 for both days. So that is a bargain for, what do we got, 6 bands over 2 days for just $20. Again, that's all happening at the Houghton Lake Chamber of Commerce Blues Festival. So Jake, it's going to be great to see you again live here in Houghton Lake. Just very briefly, since I have you on the phone, what is your tour schedule like? You got a lot of stuff planned this summer?
Yes and no. The album was the main goal to finish this summer, so we didn't have too much stuff planned per se. But, yeah, we have about, I think, 20 shows in total. Also, I was told to say the Houghton Lake Blues Festival is partially funded by a grant from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Culture Affairs and Art in the Law. Those guys are really, really important in getting that show going, and I wanted to thank them for that. But, yeah, so we have a couple of shows this year, and it'll pick up, I think, next year when I release the album.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good luck with that. And make sure you send us a copy, and we'll get some of those songs on the air as soon as you get it to us.
I'll do that. Sure.
Yeah, and we're excited to see you get back at it. Like I said, Jake is one of the true great young blues artists that has passed through the state of Michigan for a while now. Jake, how old are you now? Are you even 20 yet?
I am 20.
Because you've been doing this since you're 14, 15 years old, and the amount of talent that Jake has, both singing and playing guitar, is amazing. So you could check him out tomorrow night as part of the Houghton Lake Blues Festival. And tickets only $20 for both days, Friday and Saturday. Jake Kershaw, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and we'll see you down there.
Thanks so much, man. We'll see you there.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room coming from Cops and Donuts, Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio with Pastor Josh Angel from the Grayling Free Methodist Church. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the Vacation Bible School you've got coming up.
Well, it's going to start Sunday the 25th
in
the evening. We figure that's a good time. Throughout the week, parents will be home. They can come participate if they want, or drop their kids off if they need to. But it's going to be a railroad-themed deal, and it's...
Yeah, I saw this. The Rocky Whale Railway, Jesus' power pulls us through.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So this is just a one-session Bible?
No, okay. No, it's going to start Sunday and go through Thursday.
Gotcha, okay. Right. So it starts, kicks off on July 25th from 6:30 to 8:15.
Exactly.
But this is not an overnight camp, is it?
No. Okay. Just those couple hours and they go home.
And that's each evening is when the camp is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right, yeah.
That's unusual. Most camps I know you used to go in the day.
Right, yeah. Well, we want to do something different, something that's more accommodating to families and you know, there's with COVID and all that, there's not a lot of these things going on anymore.
Right.
So we wanted to have something that had an impact throughout the community, and this is just one thing. We got so many other activities going throughout the summer.
No, I think it's a unique perspective, especially as, you know, camp in the traditional sense is your parents drop you off,
sure,
and off they go on with the rest of their lives, and then when the kids come home, you're like, well, what happened today? And the kids say, well, it was fun or whatever,
right.
And that's pretty much it. So here you've got the kids at camp and maybe the parents exactly seeing what you guys are doing with the kids.
Exactly, right. Yeah, and we want to send the kids home with great resources so that the parents know what's going on and there's discussion questions for them. They can interact with it. They can play a part in what their kids are learning.
No, I mean, even when... You take your kids to Sunday school, you're in at the services,
right.
And the kids are doing something else. So
right.
You
yes.
still aren't exactly sure what kind of information they're getting or how they're accepting it.
Sure, yeah. We want parents and kids to be on the same page. In fact, we want to set the parents up for success. You know, we want to adopt a discipleship model where parents can influence their kids towards Jesus just as much as the church does.
No, I think that's a great idea. I love outside the box thinking.
All right.
So, how do they register? And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to point everybody towards our Facebook.
Okay.
So we do have a website, but we're developing a new one right now. So you can go check out what we got. But Facebook's really the place to find things. So we have a link that goes to another website just for the VBS. You can sign up your kids there. And then
is the Facebook page Grayling Free Methodist Church?
Yeah.
That's the one nice thing about Facebook, right? You don't have to have all these WWs.
Yeah. You just got to get it close.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there a charge for the camp?
Oh, no. This is free.
Awesome.
Free for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And any local churches that don't have a VBS and you want to join us, you know, this is open to everybody. There's nothing exclusive about this. So,
talk about your pastorship or discipleship over at the Grayling Free Methodist Church.
Sure. Well, I just moved to town in December.
Uh-huh.
And so in the short time I've been here, though, I've learned that this is a really fun-loving church, that they give me permission to do whatever we want, and we're running with that. We're doing some fun things throughout the summer, really crazy off-the-wall things. If you come on a Sunday morning, it's not going to look like a church service you've ever seen before. So, yeah, we have games and skits, and it's weird and it's funny, and it's been a really good time.
And spiritual all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. We call it family experience. So, and then we do a lot of other fun things, too. You know, our youth group has had water wars. We have a canoe trip and fish fry coming up. What else? There's just a lot of fun things. So we had a Nerf war.
Nerf war?
Yeah. On Father's Day. It was Fathers Against the World.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I don't want to be the devil in that.
But, yeah, it was great. Yeah, so... So that's our theme for the summer. We just want to have a good time. We want to build relationships, build really lasting, meaningful relationships.
A spiritual community on
exactly,
top of that. Yeah,
exactly right.
That sounds pretty cool. And I guess I would imagine that all these fun, crazy stuff, you already have photos and stuff on your Facebook page.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if that sounds exciting to you, maybe you're stuck in a rut with your faith, then maybe you want to check out the Grayling Free Methodist Church
right.
Facebook page. Take a look at what's going on there, and
yeah.
or maybe just stick your toes in with the Bible camp.
Sure, yeah, and you know every Sunday at 10:30. That's our regular
anyone welcome.
Time. That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
All who want to worship are welcome.
That's it. Yep.
No, I love that idea. Pastor Josh Angel from the Grayling Free Methodist Church, which is over on West M72. What's the street address over there?
I couldn't tell you. I'm too new. But we're right next to the car wash.
6352.
Across from West Side.
Yeah, 6352, right across from the West Side Diner.
Exactly.
And right next to the car wash.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
No, that's great. Pastor Josh Angel, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
I appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Molly McDonald, who is the president and founder of the Pink Fund, a charity that has become very close to our hearts here at Q100. Molly, I know we wanted to check in with you and go over some of the changes and updates that you've made to the Pink Fund, which is helping so many people handle the stress of breast cancer.
Yes. So as you know, or as your listeners know, that we had some restricted funding for people in Michigan. And as a result of the PR campaign, including your support, we have started to receive some applications from some rural areas in northern Michigan where they might not have known about us before.
Yeah, we're very happy to have helped that out. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I said we're very happy to have helped that out.
Mm-hmm. We have just received a grant also for an outreach coordinator, and that individual will be working directly with social workers, patient navigators, financial navigators, at both urban and rural hospitals to let them know about our application. One of the things we know is that social workers are completely overwhelmed with the number of individuals who need their assistance, and so we're going to be trying to ease that process a bit. And then additionally, we've made a major change in families who could qualify for support. So previously, the person with breast cancer had to demonstrate a loss of income in order to receive our support. Now, the family household will be able to show that either their spouse or domestic partner has experienced a loss of income. So that kind of is a better wraparound to help a family kind of financially bridge this situation. And so we're excited about that. And individuals who have experienced loss of income in their family where the other spouse or domestic partner has breast cancer and is in active treatment will be able to apply for support.
Yeah, that will be a big help, as you mentioned to me when we were talking off air about so many times the spouse takes time off from work to become the primary caretaker that may cause them to lose their job and under these other circumstances. So that is going to, I'm sure, give more leeway to some of the people that could really use the funding that the Pink Fund can help with.
Exactly. Yep. And we've also, because of COVID, a number of individuals have lost jobs. And are unable to work, and then their spouse or domestic partner is diagnosed with breast cancer, and they need help. So we're delighted to be able to make those changes, and we thank our donors and corporate partners and our family foundations that have made that possible.
Molly, explain to our listeners, if they haven't heard the process before, what would be their first couple of steps to reaching out to the Pink Fund and see if they can get some financial support?
So the first step is to go to our website, thepinkfund.org, that's O-R-G, and click on the Get Help button. We have to change the application a little bit to allow for this new funding, but right now if you click on Get Help, you'll be asked four pre-qualifying questions, and then you will get access to the application. It will be sent to you to your email address. And then you fill out the application. Your household income must be at or below 500% of the federal poverty level. and that chart is right on the website so that any individual can see what those numbers are. And it's important to know that that federal poverty level for one person is about $63,000 and some change. So it allows us to rope in people in the middle class who are often knocked out of support programs like ours.
Right.
Then you fill in the application. You provide the supporting documentation. We do ask for your most recent tax return, 2 months of bank statements, copies of the bills you want paid, and, of course, your not your full medical records, but just your diagnosis date, treatment plan, name of your oncologist and social worker if you have one. And then once all that comes in, if everything is there, it goes through a process where the file is processed and checked off. And within 30 days, you would know whether you'll have funding or not, so that those decisions are made by a committee of volunteers who work in pairs or threes, review the application, and then the bills are paid directly to the patient's creditors for up to 90 days.
There you go. And but they can't go towards medical bills, but they can go to all other types of bills like electricity, water, gas, even mortgage, correct?
Housing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And about 57% of our dollars go to housing. So that would either be mortgage or rent. And that is, we just finished a research study with the University of Michigan, which we'll be putting out in a couple of weeks. But the number one concern patients expressed was fear of an eviction or a foreclosure.
Yeah.
So we try to make that house payment or rent payment right out of the gate. That's the number one worry they have. And people wonder, you know, am I going to have a place to live?
Right.
And do I sacrifice that for my life? So it's really hard.
No, and it's just wonderful work that the Pink Fund is doing. We're so happy to have aligned ourselves with you, your charity, and all the good work it's doing, Molly. So we continue to run your ads, and God bless you and all your staff that are providing such enormous benefits for people who are suffering from breast cancer.
Thank you so much, and thank you for spreading the word, because more than anything, we want more people to apply and get that help so they don't have to worry.
Right. Molly McDonald, CEO of the Pink Fund, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and a delicious breakfast brought to us by Iron Pig Smokehouse.